Hello there. This is Paige Estrotori of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Tuesday, June 17th, 2025. We're kicking things off with an interesting case from the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA. In its recent verdict, they upheld the decision of Open Insurance to deny a refund. A policyholder who had canceled his motor insurance after learning his new rooftop tent would breach policy guidelines was seeking a refund. The crux of the argument focused on a perceived lack of explicit communication about such exclusions. FCA ruled that while there may not have been a direct mention in the insurance certificates, it was down to policyholders to report modifications. The rooftop tent, in this instance, was deemed quite significant, hence affecting the coverage eligibility. The AFCA determined that although Open Insurance could improve its communications, no financial loss was incurred as the policyholder had still received benefits whilst being insured and canceled prior to installing the tent. This serves as a reminder: policy terms are crucial, and maintaining open communication with insurers can save you headaches down the line. In other recent AFCA rulings, the authority sided with a motor insurer, Auto in General, in a case of non-disclosure by an insured party. The claimant failed to reveal a good behavior bond connected to a driving offense while buying the policy. Even as the claimant cited ADHD and dyscalculia as reasons for the omission, AFCA upheld the insurer's rejection of the claim. Evidence pointed to the claimant's awareness of the bond. The insurer maintained had they been informed, they would have rejected the policy due to the claimant's maximum demerit point status and age under 25. This case underlines the essential nature of complete disclosure when engaging with insurers. Switching gears, let's unveil some cheery news from the life insurance sector. Ascenda, an Australian life insurer, celebrated a noteworthy win at the ALUCA Life Insurance Excellence Awards. They scored 4 out of the 10 distinguished awards up for grabs, a testament to their dedication to customer-focused service and innovation in the industry. They were acclaimed for leadership, claims team excellence, customer service, and partnership impact. Among the wins, it's worth mentioning the significant reduction of settlement time by 84% through their TPD Express claims process, which rightfully earned them the claims team award. And finally, let's close with another interesting ruling by AFCA. In a somewhat contrasting case of non-disclosure, the authority instructed QBE to cover a restaurant's arson claim despite the director's undisclosed criminal history. This case reminds us of the importance of transparency from both sides of the aisle, the insurer and insured, emphasizing that clear and precise questioning is vital during policy initiation. With these stories, the overarching message is clear. Whether you're an insurer or a policyholder, communication is key. Stay tuned for more insightful updates from the world of insurance next week. This is Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online, signing off.